This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale. Greg, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
A lot of back and forth type trade to close out last week and to start this week. We currently are down about a half cent in the corn, up about a penny and a half in the beans. Really, we're flying a little bit blind without USDA or government information during this government shutdown. So we kind of will have to rely on the previous fundamentals that we knew, which more often than not do lead to the bear side here. So we'll continue to kind of talk a little bit on the negative side of the markets. But we do still have some headline risk that can infuse volatility, which is exactly what we saw last Wednesday when President Trump had tweeted that he was going to be meeting with the President Xi from China. And they were going to talk specifically about soybeans. That infused some enthusiasm, some excitement into the markets that we saw the market. It's jump back up and retrace the 50% move that they've seen from the top to the bottom on that USDA report last Tuesday.
With all of the uncertainty and the unknowns, then, are we going to see lower volume in the trade, or are traders just going to trade on what they know right now?
You could see a little bit of both. More often than not, it'll probably be more leaning towards the lower volume type movement.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning. And it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today. And let's get next season started.
December corn down a quarter cent at 418 and three quarters. November soybeans up 1 3/4 at 1019 and three quarters. December soybean meal down 30 cents at 278.30. December soybean oil up 32 cents at 50.37. Chicago wheat up a penny at 516 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat up 2 cents at 562. Kansas City hard red wheat up a penny at 498 even. December oats down 4.5 at 294 3/4. On the Merck, October live cattle up 8 cents at 231.10. October feeder cattle up $1.35 at 358.53. December lean hogs down 73 cents at 86.58. December pork cutout unchanged at 97.38. Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 17.24. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.